Nationwide, state legislatures controlled by far-right Republicans are trying to pass restrictive voting laws. Critics see it as part of a slide toward authoritarianism. The swing state of Arizona, though, is front and center, despite two audits showing no problems with the 2020 presidential election. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports from Phoenix.
Here at the Arizona Capitol, Republicans are introducing close to 100 voting bills. They range from restricting ballot drop-off boxes to requiring all ballots be hand-counted to one that could have even allowed this legislature to reject the results of an election it didn't like. Businessman John Fillmore, a state representative, is the architect of some of these. Often seen on this plaza in a bolo tie, he represents one of Arizona's most conservative districts in the desert east of Phoenix. He says he in no way wants to suppress anyone's vote, but
I know when I'm out there on the street and I meet people that are my constituents or just others throughout the state of Arizona, that is still an issue. The voting integrity is still an issue.
During a recent debate inside over his bill to end mail-in ballots, Fillmore said he wanted to bring voting back to how it was in 1958. Well, that didn't land well. Arizona has a fraught history of Jim Crow laws. Today, Republicans hold just a slim majority in the legislature, and Arizona's population is getting more diverse thanks to in-migration from states like California.
What I was referring to was back in the late 1950s and early 1960s is you had voting in the precinct with government identification. You had counting done in the precinct that day and reported that night.
Fillmore says Democrats are trying to misconstrue what he said when he really just wants to get back to the voting basics on Election Day.
Well, you can say that you didn't mean it, but you said it.
A couple miles east of the state capitol is the office of the Arizona Informant, a black-owned newspaper published by Clovis Campbell Jr.
And I think that to a certain extent, a lot of people feel that they want to go back to the quote-unquote good old days for them. That wasn't good old days for everyone.
Campbell also served in the state legislature, so did his dad, who became Arizona's first black state senator in 1966. He says the Arizona bills go totally against democracy, which the U.S., he notes, preaches and tries to set up all around the world.
When they won an election, the election was fine. But when they started losing elections, all of a sudden, there's a problem with the process. It's not a problem with the process. It may just be a problem with you, that individual, that people are voting for. They just don't like you.
At this point, only a handful of Arizona Republicans are speaking out against the rash of bills that seem to suggest the 2020 election was fraudulent.
I guess what troubles me the most is it's not true.
State Senator Paul Boyer, who represents a swing district, has been joining with Democrats to block some of the bills. He says they're grounded in conspiracy theory.
Everything is viewed through the lens that, well, the election is stolen, so therefore we need X, Y, or Z bill, and that'll fix everything.
Last year, when Boyer refused to join Republicans who were trying to seize voting records from Maricopa County, party activists tried to recall him. He was also threatened and briefly had police security at his home. Today, Boyer says he's disturbed by the GOP's move toward populism, deficit spending, and a cult of personality with Donald Trump.
I think those three things don't lead to longevity for any party. And especially from a guy who's been a Republican for all of 5 years, now he gets to determine who the real Republicans are.
Arizonans may be more concerned with efforts to change voting laws than the future of the GOP. Even in traditionally Republican and wealthy strongholds like Scottsdale, there are signs recently of Arizona's shift from ruby red to purple.
We as people, we have a right to vote. We have a right to voice our opinions, our concerns.
At an outdoor mall, Eric Fernandez says he relocated here last year from Los Angeles. It was too expensive. Some of his family joked to him that he was moving to the home of Joe Arpaio, the famously anti-immigrant former sheriff.
This is my new home. I mean, I love it here. It's been fantastic. My family loves it here. So to see, you know, sort of this restrictive approach taken, I think challenges our ability to enjoy, you know, what we've found in the state.
Arizona went blue in the last presidential election for the first time since 1996, and it's possible these Arizona voting bills could backfire on Republicans in the long run. State Senator Paul Boyer, who sided lately with Democrats to block them, won't be sticking around to find out. He's decided not to run again. And while he's one of the lone voices in the GOP in the State House speaking out against the big lie, Boyer still says he voted for Trump in 2020.
And I would do it again if, you know, given what I know now, I am more concerned about what he's done after he's been out of office than while he was in office. I think he did a lot of good things when he was in office.
He says he'd vote for Trump again. He liked his economic and foreign policies. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Phoenix.